tell you a story about a silly little mouse who was no bigger than your little finger, and who never paid attention to his mother when she told him to be a good mouse and mind what she said. Now, this little mouse was one of a very large family who lived in an old barn which belonged to Farmer Gray and his wife, and which was close beside their farmhouse. In this barn, Farmer Gray used to keep the hay and the oats and the corn for feeding the cows and chickens. Late every night, when all was quiet, this little mouse used to steal out to nibble some of the corn. Very soon, the farmer's big, black, sly old Thomas Cat began to smell mice. So he thought he would watch out and see if he could catch some. One night, he hid behind a huge bale of hay, and in less than a minute, the mouse came stealing along to nibble the corn. And Thomas Cat, watching, gave one leap and almost caught him. The mouse ran with fright till he reached the farmer's house, and squeezing himself through a tiny little hole way down in the corner of the kitchen door, went behind the kitchen stove to hide. There wasn't a sound to be heard, only the old kitchen clock, which said, tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. But the silly little mouse thought the clock said, come in, come in, come in. So the little mouse gave one leap, and into the clock he went. While Mr. Thomas Cat, who was perched outside on the windowsill, looked on, repeating, hickory, hickory dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one, the mouse ran down. Hickory, hickory dock. The mouse was so frightened when he heard the clock strike that he jumped out of the clock, and out through the window he went, running as fast as he could, till he reached the hayloft, where his mother and father and all his cousins and his aunts were waiting for him. He told them about the clock saying, come in, come in, and how Mr. Thomas Cat nearly caught him. And his mother told him to stick close to her side, or Mr. Thomas Cat would some fine day catch him and eat him up. And the little mouse said, I shall always mind what you say, Mother dear, from now on.